Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So am I, there we go. I am live. Well, I'd like to welcome all of you to our worship service this morning. It's really great to have you all here and for us to come together as a community to worship together and to just enjoy one another and how we come together and support and love and deal with one another in a way that is a blessing for us and really glorifies our God. Well, today is a really special day. Dan and Chona, we are celebrating their wedded bliss. So, and after the service today is a potluck, and where people will really get an opportunity to spend some time with them and to congratulate them. So that's, yeah, praise the Lord for that. And I'd like to thank all of those that are helping out today in our worship service. I appreciate that. And it all contributes and comes together and goes together so that we might worship and give glory to God. Next Sunday is... Mike Box. Thank you. Yes. And so please come prepared for that. And yeah, the mites just, they do so much. Pardon? Yes. Yes. Spring forward next Sunday. 1 hour. Yeah. So if you don't set your clocks back, you'll get here in time for the fellowship. But so I remember one time this was in Montana when I had a couple churches there, and I'd forgotten all about, and so the church was about 12 miles from where I was, and I was really in a hurry to get there. And wouldn't you know it, yeah, got stopped on the way down. So I told him that, well, I forgot to set my clock and I have a service that's coming up. And you know what? He let me go. I almost decided not to go, just because it was so late. But I'm glad I did. When I got there, they were all in the fellowship hall. So they just thought it was great fun. Well, you've probably seen the ball on the altar. No, we're not here to worship that. But the theme of the message today is going to be basketball. Well, pretend that's a basketball, okay? Basketball and the law of gravity. Basketball and the law of gravity. So when we think about laws, what do we usually think about? We kind of have this idea, do this or else, right? Right? And we can have a tendency to look at the commandments that we're going to be reading about in the Old Testament lesson this morning. We have kind of an idea, or sometimes we think that's kind of what those are all about too. But what if the Ten Commandments really show us what the kingdom of God is really like and what Jesus has come to show us about the commandments, and that they're really indicators of what the kingdom of God is like and the laws and the rules that govern the kingdom of God. We're going to be talking about that today. So, anyway, well, shall we begin? Please rise.